1964.
Now, Cindy Brucato, Stan Turner, meteorologist Dennis Belkin, and Bob Bruce with sports, the Eyewitness News Update.
Good evening, everyone. It's been a full day since the killer winds subsided in southwestern Minnesota and the Dakotas, but they are still searching for, and they are finding, victims of the sudden blizzard. Till late this afternoon, teams in Jackson County were looking for a farmer who disappeared at the height of the storm late Saturday night. They found Albert Cope's pickup truck abandoned on a roadway, but they could not find him.
What do we do? We're almost helpless. They're out here with probes. They're using metal detectors. They're checking snowbanks out in the field that would be of any size that would cover a man. We have went through snowbanks very carefully with the loader and the payloader. Shovels, different ones they've used. If we haven't found them along this stretch of road, we don't know.
But late this afternoon, they discovered Cope's frozen body in a mound of snow. He had apparently tried to walk back to his farmhouse after his pickup truck stalled, but he got lost in the blowing snow, and he died about a mile and a half from his truck. He was 66 years old. Cope's death is the 15th in Minnesota blamed on that blizzard, 9 others in North Dakota, for a total of 24 dead. That's the highest since the Armistice Day blizzard back in 1940. And the misery from all this goes on. 5 of the victims were from Minneapolis, Cindy.
This has been horrible news to report these last few days. Those victims, again, from Minneapolis. Michael and Diane Jansen managed an apartment building near the University of Minnesota. They were in the Windham area with her 2 children from a previous marriage and their 8-month-old daughter. They were visiting Jansen's mother, and all 6 were in the car together when the blizzard struck. The car stalled. They waited for help, but the cold got there first. All died of hypothermia despite heroic rescue efforts. We have 2 reports, the first from Kevin Berger.
When the 6 victims were discovered, they had been trapped in their icy car for more than 12 hours. Rescuers found no heartbeat, no pulse, no breathing. But hypothermia...
Snow that has battered us all day is letting up, but now the wind is starting to work its worst on the new powder.
The snow has made for some tough going during today and reminded us the winter isn't over until Mother Nature says it is.
The voters in Maine...